Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight live from New York to the world. Welcome, everybody. And before we introduce our special guest, I want to thank a few people like the Big East Takeda Rescue, great, great people out there in Toms River, New Jersey, adopting Akita. 609-388-7004 is the number on that. Big East Takeda Rescue at Verizon.net if you want the email. Joanne Diamond, my good friend, the Akita lady in charge out there. So check them out, adopting Akita. And we remind all the politicians to embrace our idea to keep children safe in the schools. Have a trained dog at the door with an officer and the metal detector inside the door. We hope that somewhere, somehow along the line, the politicians will start doing this and give us all a better measure of safety, especially the children in the schools. All right, Inner Sight, and I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help, my good friend John Corrado over there, and of course SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, their celebration of the American Disability Act is coming up Friday the 22nd. So you want to call them, get more info, 631-880-7929 on the SILO. We thank them for their support and for throwing their support on our up-and-coming news conference in September. I just got a call before I went on the air from the editor and owner of Able News, Angela Melanie, and they're all for the idea of turning these nursing homes into accessible housing. Our line, ad is online with Able, and it's also in the paper. So you can check it. We're going to revise it a little bit and make sure that it states that we want to change, turn the nursing home into accessible housing. So that little adjustment will be coming up the next writing online. It'll be online, then it'll be in the September paper. All right, Inner Sight. And all the beautiful children of the world, take care of them, watch over them. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and all those who have perished in that horrible Texas shooting. We remember them, we honor them, we love them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. And we urge you to do that. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody Starves on Long Island is the name of the place you can call. 631-484-3085 and just talk to Gary. You don't have to give him your life story. Just tell him you need the food. If you have a problem getting to where he is to pick the food up, let him know. Sometimes he can bring it to you. All right. So, again, that number, 631-484-3085. Nobody Starves on Long Island. And he's a volunteer. He runs the thing on donations. And we thank him for it. All right. In the site, we're expecting a special guest, Devin Fernandez, with Third Eye Insight, will be our guest on Inner Sight. And And Devin, if you're listening, I don't know where my engineer is right now. So what I'd like to ask you to do is call the Inner Sight number. And I don't, I misplaced your number if you're listening. Call the Inner Sight number and leave your number, and I will dial you up on the three-way, and we'll get you on the air. I don't know what happened to my engineer. She's been having a lot of problems. She's multiply disabled. So I'll repeat that just in case. I have no way of telling if you're on the line or not. But we're determined to get you on the show. Inner Sight. All right, we got a few minutes yet before our guest is to call in. Yes. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And you can reach us 24/7, or, you know, you leave a message. Make sure you give your phone number and we'll get back to you. All right. Let's see, what else we got? And I spoke with Angela Melanie before I went on the air. I want to thank her for all her support. I want to thank the Able News for doing an exchange with us and running our ad to let people know that we're determined to get rid of these nursing homes. All right, I want to thank SILO, of course, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929, right here in Suffolk County, New York. And the last night was our nursing home show. I'd like to remind everyone, if you are trying to keep a friend out of the nursing home, be it a friend or a relative, and you need help, let us know. We'd be very happy to try and set up a fundraiser toward that end. And whatever we can do, you know, every little bit helps. So contact Inner Sight. You can email us, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. All right? Can't get attachments. So again, that email, innersight, I-N-N-E-R, SIGHT at pmpmail.com. All right, we're hoping to have our engineer come on the air. If not, we'll try to reach our guest in another way. You know, you got to be versatile in this world. Our show goes around the world. And I want to thank Chris in Australia for signing the petition last night. His last name escapes me at the moment. But he signed the petition all the way from Australia. So it shows you the world is hearing us. We need every disabled person to go to change.org, please. And sign the petition and help us get 1 million names or more, because we're going to need all the names we can get to dissolve these nursing homes, turn them into something good, accessible housing, something that everybody can benefit from. All right. Hey, you need a civil rights lawyer? James Bahamonde. 516-783-9662. Bahamonde, civil rights lawyer. Engineer, are you there?
Yes, I am. I just put myself 2 seconds on mute, but I'm here.
All right.
Hold on. What do you need? Is there a special number that we'll be calling? Because we've got two there.
Can you get rid of that noise in the background?
That was my
voices
husband.
I hear.
Hold on. I have to put myself on mute. I'll be back.
Well, we got to get our guest on the air. All right.
That's all I needed to do. Okay.
All right. See if the guest is on.
Does it end with a certain number or begin with a certain number that I would know? Because it is 631 and then 445. I'm not going to...
Yeah, that's good.
That's a good one?
That sounds like Devin.
Her number or his number? Over here.
So let's get him... Let's welcome Devin Fernandez from Third Eye Insight. Welcome to Inner Sight. Live.
Hello, Frank. How
on
are
the
you?
Air. Hey, are you? Hey, how you doing?
I'm on there. That's out of sight.
Out of sight.
He's out of sight. Hey, we got all the sights going here.
That's
inside,
right.
Only one. Out of sight and inner sight. Boy, you can't get better than that, huh?
No, you can't.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
I was on before. I was listening to what you had to say. And,
yeah,
it'd be great if everybody could sign that petition, as you said, and
Thank
see if we
you.
Get this ball rolling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, the name of your group, I think it's really cool, you know, Third Eye Insight. How did you arrive at that kind of a name?
All right, so I meditate a lot. I've meditated since I was a young man. And the third eye is located between the eyebrows and the center of the forehead, right? And when you meditate on that particular spot, that brings insight. So intuition, you know, answers some questions, helps you when you have an issue that you know, you're having trouble making a decision. You know, you could focus on that and kind of get clarity. You know, so that's where Third Eye Insight really draws from. So
you're stimulating the brain in a good way.
Well, yeah, you actually that third eye is the sixth chakra in the energy system in the body. So
did you wake me too?
So that particular, you know, if we meditate on the seven chakras, you know, that's the one that brings you your intuition, and it's really associated with the color dark blue, okay, like night sky blue. And you see that as a sphere, you know, ball circulating, spinning, and with every breath you get that sphere to glow and grow, you know, and that's how you kind of focus on that.
Now,
how does that
translate into self-defense, what you do, right?
Yeah, so basically self-defense, the martial arts, the particular style I train in, which is ninjutsu, which is the art of the ninja, there's a spiritual aspect to every martial art. Okay, so it's not just kicking and punching and, you know, who can I hurt or, you know, how many people can I beat up or anything like that. It's more of a spiritual journey. So that kind of fits in perfectly with my philosophy, my thinking, my feelings, you know, my willingness to help, that's where it kind of started from. And quite honestly, I developed this name with my sister Kim because we were thinking, you know, I was I was going through, you know, my loss of eyesight, and I wanted to do something and didn't know what to do, and so, you know, I meditate, and, you know, it comes to mind is, you know, do what you do best or do what you know, share what you know. And talking to my sister Kim, we talked about it. Maybe we should try to start a program. I looked for other places on Long Island that supported the blind physically, and there are none. And very few right now. Anyway, there's a baseball team, but the Bombers, Baseball. And now there's actually a hockey team, too, so the Metro Blind Hockey. So more and more things are actually coming up for the blind.
Is Kim older than you or younger, Dev?
No, she's younger than I am.
She lives in my sister.
She may be.
Hello, Kim.
I didn't bring her on yet. So would you like me? It has the same beginning. Somebody's calling me. Okay. Let me put her in, and then I'll go back to the call. It's important. All right. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Devin asked a question.
I'm sorry.
It's a 310 exchange.
It starts with 455. Her number. Is that her number?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's somebody else.
Okay.
It's somebody else.
By the way, Dev. 310. Callers, you want to take calls?
Sure, I'll take the call. Sure.
So you started the third eye. Now, how many, is it a membership thing, or can anybody walk in, or how does it work?
Yeah, so basically the way it works is we have an enrollment, a membership. Okay, so you have to enroll in the program. You have to be visually impaired. The first criteria. And if you are visually impaired and wanted to bring somebody in, that works too, who's sighted and make you feel comfortable. We did start, actually, I should back up. We accept all abilities. So not just the visually impaired, but the class is primarily visually impaired.
Right, but you work with anybody who's disabled.
Yes, we work with everybody. Even if you're not disabled and you want to come out and train, you're definitely welcome to join us. So
now, how do they reach you? Give the phone number.
Okay, so to reach me by my cell, it's 631-445-3464. That's
right.
631-445-3464. And you can also check us out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I would say you check us out on our webpage, thirdeyeinsight.org.
I did today. It was good.
Okay.
You told me about a school that you went to, and this is where you hold your classes. What? Where is that?
Okay, so I worked. I've trained in the martial arts since 2000. I found out I was losing my eyesight in about 2003, around that area. I continued to train. I've been training now for 22 years. About 12 years ago, when we started the program, or just before we started the program, I was speaking to my instructor, Shion Ali, from Long Island Jiu-Jitsu Centers, and I was telling him this is what I wanted to do, and I wanted to give the program to the blind for free, and he was all aboard and goes, you know what, come, you do it in my place, use my space, use whatever you need, I got it for you. So he's been our biggest supporter since.
Sounds like a third eye guy.
Yeah, he is.
I got to give it to him because a lot of people would just say, oh, what a great idea, and look to make money, look to make it a business. Oh, you know what, how about staying here and I'll charge you? But he was really looking to help, and and he's been that way ever since. And I, walk into something very, very positive there.
Well, that's great. That sounds like a real good connection with a beautiful guy. What I would call an angel.
That's right. And we are all surrounded by angels. And excuse me. I'm sorry.
Definitely. So when do you hold the sessions?
So we hold classes every Saturday. And I have a youth class that starts at 11 o'clock, goes to 11:45. And then we hold our adult class from 12:30, usually till 2 p.m. On every other Saturday, we'll break at 1:30 and then hold a meditation class from 1:45 to 2:15. So we add a little bit more into that. We are looking for a yoga instructor, and we had a beautiful yoga instructor, you know, prior to COVID, and then obviously life changes and things change, so we're in the hunt for.
It's a volunteer job.
It's volunteer. Yep. It's an hour for the instructor. An hour a month even would be fine. You know, once a month on a Saturday afternoon. We have generally anywhere between 8 and 10 students that show up. Yeah, so
now do you have,
you know, it's nice.
I'm sorry.
No,
do you have mostly females, or is it males, or is it mixed? Or?
It's mixed. It's mixed. You got a good good variety, a good mix of adults. Yeah, so everybody has different visual issues. So it's different for everybody, and the teaching and the learning of it is different for everybody. You know, I feel that I can't defend myself against a punch. You know, I can't see a punch coming. But if you put your hands on me and you try to pull me away somewhere, now I know where your hands are. Okay, so now I can defend myself. You know, and I try to teach the ladies that as well. You know, if somebody grabs you, now you know where the hands are. That's a spot.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. And then you can defend yourself from there.
You know what I have a problem with? They say it's easy to, I'm trying to do meditation, mostly. And I have a little bit of trouble focusing on the meditation without some other signal coming from some other, you know, situation. It really takes a lot of focus if you're going, especially for, you know, the third eye, the pineal gland. It's very difficult. Yes, I have meditated, but I cannot get it to be less than, you know, a certain in my brain. It just tells me, oh, you got to speak now. Oh, you got to do this now, you know.
Right. And guess what? You're not alone.
Okay.
It happens to everybody. It happens to me all the time. In fact, a lot of times it takes me a while to stop or slow the chatter down.
Yeah, that's what
your mind is constant chatter. You know,
me too.
You start to think, you focus on the breath, the next thing you think, you know, if you hit a bird outside, and the bird, you think of the tree you're sitting in, and you think of that, you know, shoot, I got to cut the lawn, and, you know, the next thing you know, you're somewhere else.
Yeah, you are.
You know, so...
They say write everything down.
Think,
forget it.
and,
if you write,
you know, and I think a lot of they talk about, that's why they talk about focusing on the breath. Because when you focus on the breath, you're actually slowing the chatter down in your mind. And now allowing something to come into you rather than all your external circumstances bombarding you.
So I'm gonna try some more of that.
Let me get your. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Let me get your thought on. I want to touch on a little bit. On, you know, a lot of blind people have dogs, right? And the dogs are not really trained to protect you, but a lot of them naturally will. You know, what is your take on that? How do you feel about a blind person? Having their dog trained to protect them.
I honestly see where they don't want a CNI dog being a protective dog, you know, a guard dog. Because if, God forbid, the dog doesn't, you know or takes the wrong signal, you know, someone can get hurt, and then it gets the blind people bad name. You know, or the foundations of bad news. But I also do feel that there should be some kind of training that the dog
on command, would jump up and bark or growl or show its teeth, you know, because all those are like intimidating factors, you know. I have a shepherd collie, and if she would, and she's a, you know, calm as anything, you know, most peaceful dog I ever met, and you know, she probably would run before, you know, protecting me. I shouldn't say that, but she, you know, if she showed her teeth and growled, I mean, that's menacing enough to stop somebody, you know.
It's a definite deterrent.
It's a deterrent, and you know. I have heard of situations where, you know, even a lab, a woman was, and her husband were getting hassled by somebody, and when the guy approached, the dog jumped up and put both paws on his chest and pushed the dog back. You know, it jumped up with some considerable force and knocked the dog back. You know, so the dog had the instinct or the feeling that something wasn't right. I'm hoping instinctively that's what would happen for everybody.
Yeah, as a guide dog trainer, I agree with you, basically, you know. If the person wants the dog trained to respond on command, as you described, you know, I think that they should have the right to do that, you know, and the school should honor that, you know. But it's very hard for a dog, who's a guide dog, to be a... also be a guard dog.
Right, to be aggressive. And that's actually breeded out of them. You know, very peaceful, loving, calm dogs. You know. But, you know, I can tell you, I was on the train once, and my dog was sitting at my feet, and some guy was getting a little loud, and, you know, he wasn't making trouble or anything. He was just getting too loud. And he looked at me, and he started coming towards me, and the dog jumped up right away, you know. So is that dog gonna bite me? I don't know. Don't come at me, you know, like that. So that's where I got the impression that the dog would at least get up and do something, you know.
Well, you have a shepherd, and shepherds are normally protective dogs.
And that's why I wanted them. They have a history of. Could be anything. Could be a watchdog. Could be a guide dog. Could be an army dog. A drug dog. It could be, you know,
salami dog.
it could be anything, you know. So, but you know, and then a big dog like that is also a deterrent, you know.
Yeah.
So.
All right. This is Inner Sight. You're listening to Devin Fernandez, who's with Insight, Third Eye Insight, and. I got to tell you, you got a lot of that insight, man.
It's just getting it out, that's all.
So how do you, when a blind person, let's take a blind person, comes to you, let's say they're totally blind, right? Let's take the most vulnerable, a beautiful blind woman, young woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you what do you do to teach her to protect herself? How do you go about that?
Well, first, they're all beautiful. Okay, so all the women are beautiful. I try to aid bring awareness out first. You know, and I just did a workshop for the Lighthouse Guild. And one of the things was, you know, your intuition, women, their intuition is a lot stronger than men most of the time, they pay more attention to it, you know, being aware of where you're going, with your surroundings, you know, don't put yourself in a situation that may be dangerous for you, you know, it may not be dangerous for somebody who's sighted, but for a blind woman, it may be super dangerous. You know, and be prepared. And you know, if something happens, you got to know a way to get out. You got to know, you know, how do you readjust? You know, how do you go to plan B? And then of course, if you have to fight or flight, you know, you want to fight. You know, and not, you don't want to fight. You have to fight. You have to fight. And that's some of the things that we will teach them where to strike, you know, certain points that are vulnerable. You know,
yeah.
I always tell the girls that if you get an attack, try to scratch the person in their eye. You know, now you kind of level the playing field. You know, you scratch somebody's cornea, now they're thinking about their scratched eye and they're blurry and watery and everything else, and, you know, it gives you a better chance of getting away. Yeah.
Right. Good point. That's a good thing to remember. Get them right in the eye.
How would that move look like if you were to, because I'm visually impaired as well, how would that maneuver or move to help yourself look like?
Well, and every situation would be different, right? So chances are, if somebody, they haven't put their hands on you, then there's no reason to strike out. But
right.
If somebody's grabbing you and they're pulling you and they're tugging you, they're trying to take you to another location, you're going to have to find where how their body is situated. So, for instance, if they grab me with their right hand, I know their thumb is facing up, right? So I follow the thumb
right.
All the way up to the shoulder. And from the shoulder, there's the neck and there's the face, and boom, I'm scratching. You know, I'm grabbing whatever I can, and I'm not... an easy target. So a lot of attackers want an easy victim. You know, they want somebody that they can take and talk them into, you know, don't say anything, don't scream. You know, if you scream, I'm going to kill you. But guess what? They may kill you anyway. You know,
okay.
So, you know, what are your choices? I wouldn't want to be taken to a different location or away from where I'm at. So, yeah,
right.
So I'll be screaming, I'll be punching, I'll be scratching, I'll be clawing, whatever I got to do. You know,
yeah.
If I get a hold of the hand and I can bite their fingers or hands, I do that too. You know.
So you got to pay attention to your assailant's body.
Yeah, language.
In other words.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Correct.
Very important.
Okay.
You know,
this happened to me, and I'll tell you what happened. I was in the street, and I knew somebody from the sense, my body sense, not, I couldn't see this guy real well, but I knew that there was a guy right in front of me, and then he stopped when I stopped, and he was going to literally start following me if it wasn't what I said. I bullshitted it, honestly.
She's in a wheelchair, by the way.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Plus, I bullshitted a little. I'll run you over to come to me, is what I said. I figured I'd use whatever weapon I had because he was following me for, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 blocks. Now, you tell me
wow.
He's not interested in really hurting me? Yeah, he's interested. So my house happened to be the corner at which he turned because I said something to him. He was walking slower and slower and slower. I didn't like the view, even though I was getting closer to him and he was walking slower and slower. Now somebody said, maybe he wanted to help you. Not that way. You don't do it that way. You don't make the person feel so anxious that they're going to, you know, rip out of their own skin, even though they can't do that.
Sure.
They know they can't do it, but their language of what they say can do, you know, some mental harm in terms of, you know, just having the question, and then while you have a little time with the question, you run them over with the wheelchair. That's what I was thinking. But he made a right turn and gave me a strong look himself, like, I don't think I'm entertaining that today. And I still went on my own path, but I was going to pass my house and ask my husband to come out in about a corner or so I could, you know, and he did.
Sure.
And I did it via text. I love text, especially when you have to navigate.
Well, it happened in the right place, let's say that.
So it did.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe,
so
maybe
did,
the guy
yeah.
thought you were following him.
No, I
yeah.
doubt that. Wait, do I have that bridge waiting in Brooklyn? For me? Oh, man.
All right. Inner Sight, the number here, 213-816-1650, and let's see if we have any callers on the line for Devin.
Let me look. Hang on.
All right.
No. We had one before. Let me
subject.
Find it.
people can't be too safe.
No.
You know.
And today's day and age, you know, you'd rather be prepared and, you know, put some scenarios in your head. If this was going to happen, this is what I would do. So you don't become a deer in the headlights, you know. Something
like
that. And now you're free. You go, shoot, what to do, what to do.
I think
that's why you're around.
You gotta use it. That's all. I'm not going to pull out a weapon. My only weapon is my wheelchair. And somebody's blocking me from going, I'm going. I don't care what they think. You know.
All right, anybody on the line?
No, not that I, only him and I so far, but I'm going to refresh it. Bear with me. I didn't get a chance.
Didn't see any calls.
I'm sorry.
So,
okay.
You meet on Saturday. Give the, can you give the address?
Yeah, sure. It's 36 Hawthorne Avenue in East Islip. I don't have the zip code, though.
No, it doesn't matter.
My phone number is 631-445-3464.
And there's no charge for the classes?
We do. There's a monthly fee of $60 a month.
There's a monthly fee.
Which is really, you know, inexpensive compared to what other schools charge.
Right.
Pretty much getting, you know, hands-on teaching, almost one-on-one.
It's
definitely well worth it.
All right, also, $15 a month. Sounds very reasonable.
60.
And
we also do outdoor recreation.
I'm sorry, did you say $50
a
month?
No, 60.
Oh, 60, 60. Okay, pardon me, my mistake.
60. Yep.
60, all right.
Yep. So we do outdoor recreation activities as well. And not this week, but next week we're going whitewater rafting up to Delaware. So we're taking a few people up there to do that. And then we have a kayaking up at the Peconic Landing. We'll be kayaking on the Peconic River. Then we have we've done horseback riding. We have a charter fishing boat. We have a tandem bike ride picnic that, you know, usually draws anywhere between 50 and 80, you know, participants.
You got a lot of events going on.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, it's just getting people to attend and join in and get out there and have some fun.
Yeah. When is your next event to help Third Eye?
Where I need volunteers, or
to raise money. I mean,
fundraiser. Well, we haven't had anything planned since COVID. But quite honestly, this summer now is, you know, turning out to be pretty quiet. Although the numbers here on Long Island seem to be going higher. COVID virus is not as deadly, certainly not as deadly as it has been.
Excuse me, Devin, do you have a television on in the background?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I'm quiet here.
Somebody.
Let me mute myself. I don't know. Hang on, because I can't hear.
Yeah, please.
My hearing
see if you can,
let me mute it. Yeah.
By the way, anybody who calls in, you know, keep it clean. And turn down your television, radio, whatever you got back there, so we can get a better reception. Yeah, so...
You may hear a dog barking in the background. That guy you can't control.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Dogs are all right. Dogs are better than people.
Sure are.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's see. $60 a month, right? You have the school.
Uh-huh.
People can just What do they, do they have to fill out an application or just call? Or?
Yeah, they got to fill out an application, and they have to get permission from their doctor that they can participate in a martial arts physical fitness program.
Right.
We did that because some people aren't forthcoming with their health issues, and, you know, God forbid something happened, and we didn't know about it, so how are we supposed to, you know, look out against it? We really need to be on the lookout for stuff like that. And, you know, again, we've had people come in with high blood pressure and get off blood pressure medicine, you know, from starting exercising, working out, and, you know, starting to get active, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I think a lot of the conditions we suffer from are from inactivity, you know.
There's a big overweight problem in this country, as you know.
Yeah, you know, of course.
Many people are so overweight, and I would think that something like this would help them a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a health freak myself. I stay in shape and all that, you know. Try to eat organic, exercise every day, you know. Well, I'm in pretty good shape. No, I'm not a total vegetarian, but I'm... Huh?
No, I'm saying, are you a vegetarian?
No. I try to be, but I don't always make it. You a vegetarian?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, you're not.
I do love my red meat.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have two boys, older, right? How old are they?
I have a 34 and a 25-year-old.
Oh, they're men.
They're men. They're men, and they're really good guys too.
Are you
really
married?
Very proud of both of them. Yes.
My
wife and I have been married 41 years in this past May.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, I bet she feels safe.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Whenever you go out together, you know, I don't think she has to worry. Between you and the dog, forget it.
You know.
Yeah. So, what are your goals improve what you're doing? You have any goals in mind that you want to, changes you want to make?
Yeah. Actually, I have a dream that I would have a full exercise facility where the blind can come and exercise, do yoga, meditation, the martial arts.
Right.
I'd love to have a track so that they can come and walk the dog when it's cold or too hot. Physical fitness section where if they wanted to work out with weights. And, you know, I know you're probably familiar with the Lighthouse when it was back, I think, on 59th Street.
I know.
Music program, right? So I'd love to have a music program or do adaptive training in the building. And, there's just so much that can happen in one location that I think it would benefit everybody, you know. However you feel, you want to come in, just walk around, and just come in and walk around. You know, you want to exercise.
Have you found that the blind agencies for the blind have been open to you, have cooperated, try to help you? Or what kind of situation is that?
You know, I've gotten quite a bit of support from the other organizations, but they're all in the same boat. They're trying to, you know, promote their own programs. Funds are limited, so it's hard for everybody. And we do kind of, like, for instance, I mentioned the blind hockey and the beat baseball. You know, we support each other. So we let each other know, hey, listen, we got something going on here, we got something going on there. You know, if you don't like this, then how about that? You know, maybe you'd like this and try this, you know.
We
also do archery, you know. So we want to get an archery team together to go and compete in the city against another team, a blind team in New York City that I know of. So,
well, that's good. It sounds like some progress there, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's getting out there, enjoying yourself, staying healthy, staying active, being physical. You know, it's and one of my friends says it best. He goes, "You got to keep your spirit happy," and because he's very active gentleman himself. And you know, he says, I asked him, "How do you do this?" He goes, "Oh, I'm just keeping my spirit happy, man. It makes me happy to do all these different things." Yeah. You know, so.
Oh yeah. Keep active.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Keeping active, staying healthy. You know.
And
when
don't
you, when you get
don't
your
let your age off, get in the way. No matter what age you are, you can stay
right.
active and
that's
happy.
Right.
And
yeah.
You know?
And don't let somebody tell you you can't do that. You know.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, you can do it. Just you may not do it as good as somebody else, but that's okay. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it's about.
I find that nature helps me to stay active and happy. I talk to all the animals, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice.
And
they give me
a lot of insight. you know,
yeah,
the animals.
Squirrels think you're nuts, right?
Oh yeah, and the doves. I love the doves. You know, the sounds of the doves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So heavenly, you know.
Absolutely, and I say the same thing about the birds. You know, 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, they're out there singing away, man. It's just like music.
Yeah,
movies.
Yeah.
You know, I just love it. It's just, I can't get enough of that.
Yeah, I'm the same way. You know, I wake up in the morning and hear that dove, and I know it's going to be another beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank God for it.
That's
you know.
All. That's right. You don't know how many.
So, Third Eye Insight, right here on Inner Sight. And you want to get more people to come down to the school, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We welcome everybody. You know, come down, give it a try. We give the first month for free. So this way you get an idea of if it's going to be a good fit for you or not. And for the most part, it is, you know, everybody who comes down and tries it, loves it, and continues with it. So we've been fortunate in that respect. And we've also had, people come out of their shell from coming down to class, very timid, very shy, and, you know, before you know it, all of a sudden there's a blossoming flower here, you know. They come out of the shell, they're traveling on their own, you know. So it's a good thing. And we tell
a lot of blind people can become isolated, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's another thing, you know. And then when you're around people who are like-minded, you know, who are not in the same situation, but have similar concerns and issues, and you know, you get to realize, oh man, I'm not alone here. You know, and I think that's a good part of it. It becomes also a big social support.
Oh yeah, are you totally blind, Dev?
I'm almost totally.
Oh.
I still have, you know, some usable. Peripheral vision, but I'm almost total.
Yeah, I got a little light in my left eye. You know, I can see light pretty good. You know,
right.
But this distance, forget it. You know.
Yeah.
But when I'm outside, I follow my dog. Yeah. Don't try to second guess her. You know.
I got to tell you, today I took the dog for a walk, and so I walk around the block. I, you know, it's got a nice path that we usually take. And on one spot, I come out of a parking lot from the driveway, and I walk down the street. We make a right-hand turn, and we weave our way back to my house. So
yeah.
Once before, she didn't make that turn, and she kept going straight. And uh-huh. I was with my wife at the time. I was like, what happened? So we corrected her, and we, you know. But today I went by myself, and I'm walking. I said, wait a second. We were supposed to turn ready. So then I told mm-hmm. her, you know, okay, let's go about, and let's go back. And I said, okay, over left, because I know the block's got to be on my left side. So now she starts walking up a driveway. So
yeah,
she's probably looking at me, what are you telling me? But we ended up finding the block, you know. But it was a little roadblock. So, but it worked out, and you know, we got back here, no problems.
So something was in the way.
Yeah. No, not a physical roadblock, but I occurred a roadblock there when. She went one way. She didn't go the way I wanted her to go. And now I got to, correct her and figure out where the hell am I,
Did she get you home?
Yeah. We.
Well, that's the most important thing.
Well, I landed.
She got you home safe.
I went back the way I started. And then once I became familiar again where I was, then I turned her back around. I said, okay, now let's find the right block. And we did.
Yeah.
So, but she, a very, very smart dog. Yeah. So she'll, next time I don't anticipate any issues.
Sounds like a thinker to me.
Yeah. Sometimes too much.
Sometimes
you get on your own. It's like, and that's why they tell you, you really need to know where you are, where you're going, because that dog could turn anywhere and I'm, and believe me, it's happened to me. She's made a turn, and I'm walking. I said, wait a second, this ain't right. And, then I got to turn back around and retrace my steps and then, readjust.
Yeah.
But, it happens.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you solved that, It's good.
Yeah.
All right, so the third eye inside, I'd love to come and visit you guys one day.
Yeah, come on down. You're more than welcome. Anytime, you should be able to do very well in the class.
And
get your cardio up, get your break a sweat.
Yeah. Witness firsthand, it would be cool and. And I'm gonna be starting up my television show again soon. If you'd like to, I'd love to have you as a guest. You can demonstrate some things,
Yeah, and, you had mentioned something last week, I believe, about doing a demonstration at the dojo for the disabled, and maybe we can film that at the dojo and you could, show it on your show.
Yeah, I'd have to talk to my camera people about that, because then we would have to edit,
Can you shoot on location?
Huh?
Can you shoot on location? Or it has to be at the studio?
Yeah, we can shoot on location, but we would have to edit.
Yeah.
That's possible. That could be done.
I think we can bring a lot of awareness to what's going on, and the disabled can protect themselves.
Yeah, I want to touch on what I mentioned to you when we had a conversation earlier about a federal law that protects federal railroad employees. If you assault a railroad employee, there's an automatic 7-year sentence in prison, And I think it'd be really cool to have something like that for the disabled that would really, because we're very vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
What's your thought on that,
and,
Devin? We got a few minutes left.
I like it because, like you said, we're a vulnerable population, no matter what your disability is. there's a gentleman out here, Douglas King, who's trying to get a law passed that if somebody's wheelchair was stolen, it's automatically a felon. You know.
I know, Doug. Yeah.
A felony. Yeah. I think that's a great idea. You know, you take somebody's equipment that they need to navigate and get around and survive, and you know, that's, again, like poking somebody in the eye. You know,
you
take away my eyes, and what do? You take away my walking stick, you know, I'm bumping into stuff walking down the street.
Well, we ought to think about trying to get together and maybe get a politician to endorse this.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And make it a reality.
I think right now the legislation is out for the summer, so
nothing
happens right now. You know, until September, I guess, or when they come back into session. You know.
Yeah.
So, but actually, now is the time to get it on their desk to make them aware of what we want, you know, or would like to see happen, and what do you call it? Hopefully, they'll bite it. You know, most of these politicians are yes, until it comes down to doing something, and they're, we don't have this, we don't have that, you know. We don't have the votes, or whatever it is, you know, it's always something. But we get somebody who's really behind us and wants to make a name for themselves and to help others, you know, it's a perfect opportunity.
Yeah. Politicians. You can't trust them that much. Anyway, listen, Deb, you've been a great guest. I want to
thank you,
the Third Eye Insight right here live around the world. And give your phone number again.
Okay, so my information is, my phone number is 631-445-3464. My website is thirdeyeinsight.org. My email is senseidevin.thirdeyeinsight, all spelled out, @gmail.com.
Okay.
So you can reach me any of those.
So there it is, world, and love to have you come back. Dev, and by the way, with your permission, I would like to donate an ad to you guys.
Okay.
If that's all right. A free ad.
Sure, that'd be great.
We could mention it every night on the show.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Third Eye Insight. We'll talk about it a little bit off air, you know?
Okay.
All right.
That's good. Hey, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you, Dev. Great show.
All right.
Man.
Thank you, everybody.
Appreciate it.
Have a great night.
Yeah.
All right now.
All right. Inner Sight Means Freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. 631-224-3090 is our phone number. Thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics Inner Sight Funnies tomorrow night. Don't forget, Friday night. Thank you. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.